Blog Talk Radio.
O'clock. Here we go again. It's Friday. Here we go. What's going on here again? Oh, second here. Close that. And here we go. Am I live? Yes, I am live. Hey, give me a call. 347-884-8125. That's the number you should call. Tonight's show, not so happy today. Well, for the last couple of days, actually, we had that, the shooting, in Forward, Texas and all that. 12 people died and 31 injured and all that. You know, our prayers goes with them and the family. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that a little bit here. If you have any comments about that regarding the shooting and all that controversy goes along with it. Give me a call 347-884-8125, or hang out with me in the chat room. I gotta open up the chat room this hour, so you can go to blogtalkready.com. The Fernando Poniente Show. Just be there, hang out there, grab a cup of tea, whatnot. It's 9 o'clock. You got no place to go. And for a musical guest, not musical guest, but I'm gonna play some songs here. Actually, what do we have? Oh, you know what? I'll play some of the songs here later on. I don't know which one, but hey, it's a surprise, so we'll do that, shall we, all right, we're going to talk about Facebook also, a couple things that, lies that, you guys tell yourself, or we tell ourselves about social networking. We'll cover that, stuff like, I never go to Facebook, I don't want Facebook, and all that stuff. We'll talk about that later, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why people say this, okay? And on the What's Up With That sections, apparently, President Obama held the press conference, Tuesday. This is when after the news broke out on a shooting, at the Fort Hood Army Post in Texas. The nation watched in horror, and there's a toll of dead and injured climbed to nine. I was watching it. It was just there was 9 dead and then some injured, and then went up to 11, and I was finalized at 12. Well, the White House was notified immediately, and by late afternoon, word went out that the president would speak about the incident prior to that previously scheduled. Apparently, they have scheduled for him to appear for a press conference. And about 5 p.m., cable station went to the president, and the situation called for not only his trademark, appearance on that, but also grace and his perspective on a lot of things. But instead of jump into that thing, to the shooting and offering some reassuring words to the victims of the family. Expression of sympathy and all that, compassions. I saw it, and kind of a wildly disconnected, at the time, in appropriately, light precedent of United States making an introductory remark. apparently, a president thanked various staffers and offered a shout out, quote unquote, to Dr. Joe Medicine Crow, the Congressional Medal of Honor winner. 3 minutes in, the president spoke about the shooting and measured in appropriate terms. Whew! That's what I say. What's up with that? I mean, get our priorities here. I mean, who's advising this president? You know, I say, if I was, you know, I'm not saying I'm better than him or anything like that, but if I was, you know, the president, if something tragic happened like that, I'd be like, enough of clapping. You know, sit down. Before anything else, I wanna address this. This is important. You know, stuff like that. Not, I don't know. Again, you know, doesn't make him bad. You know, isn't that? He's probably, you know, like again, the advisor probably advised him, you know, to do this and to do that. And I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. What else in the news today? We'll talk about that. The shooting. You know, apparently the. You know, there was a lot of speculation that the religion has something to do with it, with the shooting, you know. I don't know who's covering this, but you know, it seems like the news is just whether it be Fox News, CNN, or any kind of, you know, news media and everything like that. They don't really want to go there. You know, they don't really want to go like say, hey, you know, this man is you know, a Muslim. This man is, I mean, it seems like, you know, the his you know, family and friends of you know, the wherever mosque that he goes to, you know, he was, I mean, they were condemning him, you know, that this is, they called un-Islam like, or not work of Islam or anything like that. And there's a report that's saying that, you know, he shouted, you know, I can't even say that, Allahu Akbar or something like that. That's God's great, Arabic, for God is great. And you know, I mean, that's, I mean, what really? And the president says, you know, that don't jump into conclusion, you know, don't jump the gun. We don't know what happened. Or something like that, and along that line. And also, you know, Chris Matthews saying, we will never find out if religions was a factor, you know, stuff like that. given the you know, all the reports and you know, his testimony from you know, his coworkers and friends. I don't know if that some guy was in the Fox News who was being interviewed, that supposedly he supposedly worked with this with the shooter, and he said that excuse me, he said that, you know, he actually, you know, opposes the war on terror, you know, sending troops into you know, sending troops to Afghanistan and all that. And multiple times, I think he tried to stop or to delay his going, you know, if the military is going to sending him to Afghanistan and all that. And that's what the report says. Now the and again, you know, a lot of, especially on MSNBC, you know, CNN and all that thing, a lot of talks on, you know, they're literally dodging the subject of, you know, a religion, actually, you know, Islam, or Muslim, that's dodging that. See, I don't even know what to say about that. I just, well, you know, it's true. If you think anything short of, the guy's name is Hassan. It's true. If you think anything short of Hassan sitting, you know, sitting up in hospital bed and declaring, you know, why indeed religion was a factor of the porthood, and amounts to irresponsible speculation. But listen. Here's what we got so far. Like I was saying, according to eyewitness, you know, the colleagues and friends, He considered the war on terror a war on Islam, and himself a Muslim, himself considered a Muslim first and an American. That's the second thing for him, let alone being an American soldier. And he's always thought the Muslim has the right to stand up to the aggressor in the Middle East, and suspect him posting things online, about this. Excuse me, man. I just had a get done with the dinner and all that. It's kind of anyway. So, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, he was like, there's a traces of him posting comments online about the like selfless heroism of jihadist suicide bombers. And he was actually placed this is placed on probation for like trying to convert patients to Islam, and his friends and colleagues. And he was a devout Islam follower, and also he refused to have his picture taken with women. All right, so he once used a lecture of medical conference and as an opportunity to discuss how the Quran orders decapitation for infidels. And so clearly, this is he is. I mean, I'm not saying your host is not saying that every Muslims are out to kill you. I mean, there's some good Muslims out there. I mean, but what I'm trying to say it's there's this ideology about killing infidels as a non-believers and Islam haters are deserve to die. That's what they that's what they think. Those are the extremists. And we don't really have to go to like the mountains of Afghanistan or in the middle of Iraq to find the ideology that kind of ideology. It's here in U.S. soil. I can assure you that those extremists out there in Afghanistan, finding out this news what happened. I mean, I can assure you that they're celebrating, in the name of Islam. And there's actually people out there, even in the imams and his friends, the shooter's friends and family are condemning the attack. Even the CARA or CARA, I mean CAIR, the Council of American Islamic something. yeah. So that's what happened. So what I'm trying to what I'm trying to I'm gonna get to the point here in a little bit, and I'll get Don's opinion in here. So clearly, this guy, I mean, if he's in the military, he's really like deep into that religious faith of his that believing that the war on terror is a war on Islam, and Muslims should stand up against other Muslims. I mean other not Muslim, other people attacking Muslims. Reference to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that. And he also yelled, Allahu Akbar before opening fire. All right, now this. All right, this is part of the media's favorite narrative. Okay, this is could a guy with the background have somehow, in his mind, planned, or stored that in his mind, and that this has been driven to kill entirely by traumatic, stress disorder, and that's what they're trying to say. It's like that stress, how the kind of, and it made him do it. Well, I guess as anything is possible, you know. But would the same benefit of doubt be given to, you know, the not trending towards fanaticism of a different ideological, you know, stuff? I mean, could you imagine if they found, let's say, Glenn Beck's book or Hannity's book on his shelf? You know what I mean? I mean, that's so he's alive. Okay, he actually, you know, he was shot. And well, first it was reported that he was shot to, you know, he died. Now he's just wounded. So let's get the Don, what do you think? Have you been listening? Huh? Don? Lou? Are you there? 608-408, what's up? Oh, all right. Well, hang up on me. That's what you're gonna do. But you know, the prayers goes with, you know, we have to pray for them. Pray for the victims' relatives, friends, and to whoever's involved, and to whoever's, you know, traumatized by this or affected by this. We pray for them because that's what the. So hopefully that the authorities can go deep into this, saying, you know, like how, because apparently there's two more, there's two another guy that there was arrested with it. I don't know what the whole story was, but they were arrested. The two other guys was arrested, and they were released for some, I don't know what, I don't, for some odd reason. I don't know, maybe they're not tied into this or whatnot, but so hopefully the FBI and those who are involved to solve the case, and Chris Matthew and all of them is still puzzled why this happened. Could it be the stress or the left people out there thinking, yep, the wars never produce anything, nothing good. So what do you guys think? I mean, it's sad. It's sad. Let's get Dawn over here. You heard about that shooting, right? I hope you do.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Sorry about
And
earlier, technical difficulty with the phone. I'm calling it on.
oh, that's fine. That's fine. You so I covered that thing, and a lot of people are, you know, speculating a lot of stuff here that, you know, the killing was not a religious, you know, there's no in, you know, that the religion has some has nothing to do with it, because we all know that he's a Muslim. We all know that he opposes the war on Iraq, on war on terror. He calls it a war on war on Islam. And he, you know, he shouted or yelled "Allahu Akbar" before opening fire. Is this an another you know, homegrown, you kind of ideology, fanatics, extremism when it comes to Islam?
Yeah, I think they're like, I think so that he's, you know, first of all, he disagree with the war. So first of all, why did he even sign up to go? I mean, how long has he been in the military? Was he in the
Well, isn't
military before? And he should have, he had to have
no,
released it.
he's
Even
been a Muslim all his life. See, he's not there. There's Muslims in military, you know.
yeah.
Let's just say a Buddhist in the military, okay? And he starts stating saying like because the report is saying that he's he argues, you know, he's very argumentative. Like he likes to express his opinion about a lot of stuff. Let's just say, you know, he's not you know, Muslim or, you know, or Islam or anything like that. He doesn't follow Islam, the teaching of Islam. Let's just say he's Buddhist, okay? You know, and he start I'm not comparing the one religion to other. I'm just saying that for the sake of religion, okay? And he starts saying that, I don't agree with this war on terror, going to Afghanistan, sending me to Afghanistan and killing people and everything like that. And I don't, if you're a soldier, if you show a sign that you are reluctant, to the order that's given to you, that should be, there should be a flag should raise and say, let's, sit down with the guy. And it says, the guy's a major, okay? He's a rank. He has a rank, So, sit down with the guy and says, why? Find out why. What is his reasons? And if he tells you, this is the reason why, and okay, let's give him the what do you call him, disarmingly, release him from the from his duty and everything else, and just watch him.
Yeah.
And would you agree?
Yeah, and also the thing is when you become in the U.S. military, you need to agree to stand up for the U.S. and there is no option of what if I have to go to my home country and fight there? And then you have that turmoil within you. No, that's not the way it goes. And also, a real soldier does not get caught up in civilian affairs. And now a civilian affair would be like an issue about, being in turmoil over having to go to your country and fighting against your own people,
mean,
you shouldn't even sign up for the military if that's the case. He had to have known. He, no matter how long he's been in there, whether it's been 10 years or 20 or however long, he had to have at least enlisted once since 2001 and known that he had that possibility of going to Afghanistan. So it's his fault.
Yeah. What I'm saying, they're trying to figure out, they're trying to find out, even President Obama's saying that, we're going to find out to... find a way to prevent this from happening in the future. And I was saying that, to those like in the military, that's really keep an eye on those who has different opinions about the war, and about the if they have different opinion about, let's say, I'm not going to Germany because I don't want to kill or hurt, other Germans. I'm not saying we're at the war with Germany. I'm not saying Germany is bad or anything like that. I'm just using that as an example. Sit down with the person, sit down with the soldier, and find out why. See, the thing is, I know, but they sign up because they want to get that, the military benefits are good. Compensation alone. I mean, the paying for the soldiers nowadays is, that's good. That's why a lot of people, when they go back in there, there's a peer pressure. Comes to, let's say, hey, if you're re-enlisted, we give you an additional $10,000. That's what, they feel this. Oh man, I'm gonna, despite on. What they believe personally, personal opinions on a lot of things, they disregard that because of the money.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that this guy Hassan, if he would have given another chance and say, another job, another things to do besides the military and all that, he would probably take it. But
yeah.
If he's probably thinking, saying, if I quit the military, I wouldn't have this kind of lifestyle. I won't be able to afford this. I won't be able to afford this, that, and the, if they're not willing to fight, if they have different perspective and opinions on about the war and they don't want to go, they should have discharge them.
Yep.
Exactly. What do you call it? Disorderly discharge, something like that?
Dishonorable discharge.
Dishonorable. Why do I keep saying dishonorable? Okay. So that's what we need to do. I mean, that's to prevent these things from happening. That's basically that's what you have to do. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't make that rules and the laws, but man. So what do you think we should do? I mean, there's a lot of Muslim here in the United States condemning that, and they're actually saying they're afraid of retaliation because of a backlash or something like that. I don't know. I mean, do you think that they should people or the other Muslims should be worried about this? That there should be a backlash or anything like that?
Well, I mean, that's if you're in a religion, you should know about the religion, and if they read the Quran, they should know that what the Quran believes. It can't be mediocre. So I think those people that are worried about backlash, they're not like real Muslims. You know, they believe maybe like they pick and choose a little bit of what they believe, you know, but they are not like really, you know what I mean? They're not the kind that take everything seriously in the Quran if they're worried about a backlash. You know, because if it was like a Muslim that took everything in the Quran seriously, I think that they would be rejoicing in this, and then they would say, yeah, America's going to fear like Muslims and stuff like that. They would be actually rejoicing over this. So the ones that are fearing, I don't think that they're really like follow the Quran very closely.
All right. So I think we'll move on. We'll beat that, and we'll continue monitoring that and see what's going on with that. What I'm going to do is take a break for a little bit, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some more news and hopefully some good news. You know, we don't want bad news. Well, you know, bad news happens, and we have to report that, and we have to talk about that, but you know, we have to balance that. We can't be all gloom and doom. This is not what the Fernando Poniente is all about. This is about the news. See, I'm having a problem with my switch board again. So, hey, we'll be right back. Don, hang tight, and I'll be right back and pick you up, okay?
Okay.
Is that cool? All right. And when we come back, we're gonna be talking about seven lies or other lies that we tell ourselves regarding Facebook and all, and so and other social media networking, you know, like MySpace, Facebook, and all that. We're gonna talk about that. We also gonna talk about some sports. Last time I talked about the predictions of Fedor Emelianenko and Brett Rogers. That's tomorrow. They'll be fighting tomorrow. I made a predictions about Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto's fight, which is next Saturday. And it's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Also, we're going to be doing predictions on the NFL this weekend for the Sunday. You know, so gear up for your teams and, you know, watch the NFL. And as soon as I get my switchboard going over here, then I should be back. But I think I'm streaming. I think so. Otherwise, I'll be really, really mad. But we can't go on a break right now because my computer's not responding to me. So, hey, Don, you there? All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay. All right. Switchboard's not responding. So, unfortunately, we're going to keep talking.
Okay.
We are going to keep talking. All right. I want to talk about the some of the lies we tell ourselves when we go about regarding Facebook. Have you heard about people saying something about, oh, I only add people that I know on Facebook? I'm talking to you, Don. Have you heard him like making comments on that?
I have to call you back.
Okay, call me back. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, anyway, we're going to talk about Facebook. And Facebook is like, you know, it's been there, you know, actually it was made or originated from just through like college-to-college networking, you know. And so that's, we all know that. We all know that where, you know, Facebook came from and how it started and everything like that. Now, I want to talk about this, that people will say, I've never used Facebook. I don't go on MySpace because there's predators and rapists and stuff like that and MySpace. Well, if you have 300 million members, I mean, chances are you're going to have at least one rapist in there and predators. So, and it says, oh, never, you know, people would say, they tell themselves, never go to Facebook and MySpace or any social networking sites because you never know. You know, they could be stalker there. Okay. Unless you're Megan Fox or something like a celebrity's like, you know, you don't have to worry about stalking some, you know, stalkers. Well, I take that back. Well, some, you know, but, you know, you catch my drift. All right. Chances are, if you know, no one's gonna stalk you. You probably like it if there's someone stalk you. If you're not famous, chances you get that. But anyway, it's about protecting yourself when you go on Facebook. I mean, it's not like you know you could go into like a 300 million people and you just start shouting and said, "Hey, look, hey, who wants my address? Who wants my phone? Who wants my this? Who wants money?" You know. People would say something. There's a lot of scammers in there, and they blame. It's like, you know, I blame Facebook because there's a lot of scams out there, and I blame MySpace because there's a lot of scams going on out there. There's scams are everywhere. All right, I blame those stupid people that don't know how to detect or how to tell who's scamming who. You know, do your research before you go to join and jumping into stuff. Do your research before buying some stuff. That's what you need to do. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, today's Friday, and I named this, I titled Fear Not Friday because I don't want you to be scared. Things is happening lately. The shooting and all. Now we have this shooting in Florida. There's one dead, actually, that guy in the office there, and kind of, you know, went postal on him. A lot of people actually got hurt. You know, you're probably thinking, like, what the heck is going on? I mean, there's a lot of shooting, a lot of dead and dying. Got some news for you. That's not new. People are dying every day. Tragic. And all this disasters. It's been happening ever since. I mean, ever since the Bible times. So you're probably thinking, man, it must be, it's the end of the world. Oh, here goes the 2012 believes again, and people believe that 2012, the world's going to end in 2012. That's probably what you think, but fear not. Don't be afraid. Are you afraid that it's, you know, might happen to you? Of course, I have a little fear that it might happen to me. I mean, I fear that, you know, who's going to feed, you know, who's gonna take care of my kids, and who's gonna take care of my, you know, what's gonna happen to them? That's what I fear. But do I fear of dying? I don't. As long as you have God with you. You know, I'm not a fanatic or anything like that and saying, hey, you should don't die. You should do this and everything. But I'm not scared. I'm not scared in the right way, not in the wrong way. People will tell you, I'm not scared. I'm not scared to die because we all die anyway. See, there's no foundation there. There's no foundation there. What else in the news today? I'm trying to get my stuff ready here, and it's not responding. It's kind of taking me off. I don't know why. This happens quite often. Hopefully, I can fix this. Hopefully I can fix this. Oh, I know what happened there. I was trying to upload some songs. I was trying to upload the song from Liz Toussaint. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Liz is actually from Chicago. She does the country soul, what she calls it. It's actually a little mix of sultry country music. And believe it or not, she's woman of color. And she can sing. Oh, yes, she can. All right, here's my, oh, my goodness. What I'm going to do is shut this down. And hopefully I'm still recording this and streaming this. Which I am, I think. I'm not going to click that button anymore next time. So if you're trying to call in, I can't pick you up. I do apologize because And what I'm gonna do is play a song in a little bit here, and you know we'll talk more. Tomorrow is the Federer and Brett Rogers. Fight actively in a strike force. Not UFC, it's on strike force. Who do you think would win? Here's my predictions on that. First round, of course. This is gonna be a heavy pounding and punching, you know, between Fedor Emelianenko and Brett Rogers. Brett Rogers like to 10-0, 10-0. Very, you know, is a rookie when it comes to MMA fighting. Excuse me. Fedor is actually 30-1, an MMA record. He's been fighting out of I believe Russia, I think. And he lost one. Actually, it was an accidental cut, and it was ruled out TKO. And that's what happened. So my prediction here would be Emelianenko round on the first round. So. Next Saturday, actually, is going to be a big fight of the century. Well, I don't, maybe not. Maybe that's a big fight of the century, but it is. It is a big fight. It's between Manny Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto from Puerto Rico. Room name error. Okay. All right. Fortunately, we're going to have to close down the chat room. Woo! All right. Fortunately, we're going to close that. And just bear with me here, okay? Bear with me. Just close your ears. All right. Where was I? All right. Here we go. Ooh, I think it's the... Here. I keep saying here because that's what I do. All right now. Give it to me. Here we go. Clickety, clickety, clickety. Clickety, clickety, clock. Come on, little engine, I could. Little engine, I could. Here we go. Ah, my goodness, 19 minutes. All right. Woo, we finally got this thing in here. Thank you. We'll take a break. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniani Show. I'll be right back.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Thank you. brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up. Hey, brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up. Hey, brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up. Hey, brothers and sisters, rise up.
Hello, welcome back. This is Fernando. That was actually Holy Man by Soulbox Project. Derek Ramirez is the singer on that. There, the Soulbox Project was at the Fernando Poniente show back on last June or July or something like that. Next, we're going to be talking... Oh, no, not next. I'm not jumping into my gun right now. What do we got here? Okay. We'll play another song. This is actually from Liz Toussaint. And Liz is actually going to be here Monday at 9 p.m. Central. Liz is from Chicago. If you go to blocktalkradio.com, look on my page. It's actually that's right there. She's going to be appearing here at 9 o'clock, somewhere on there, Monday. So mark your calendar. So here we go.
He lies. He puts that circle on your eyes. She calls me. She's crying. I asked her why she stays, but she justifies. Well, don't wanna see my girlfriend cry. I don't wanna see her fight. I don't know why she won't put him down. She's such an educated girl. You got no business in her world. Can't see why she won't put him down. I know. My place. Matter of fact, we can leave right now.
Well, that's what happened. That was actually Liz Toussaint. Put Him Down. I think that's the name of the Put Him Down. That's the name of the song. That was nice. I liked it. You like? Me like? I liked it. What about you, Don? Did you like the song?
Hello.
Did you like the song? Did you like Liz Toussaint's song, Put Him Down?
Yeah.
It's very nice country. It's like a sultry country, you know, kick to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So we have about 5 minutes into the show. I mean, we're going to keep going here in a little bit. What do you have? What have you been taking lately? Did you order anything? What's coming?
Yes, OPC3. Because I have been sick, like, my husband's kind of getting tempted to be discouraged because I've been sick, like, almost every day since I haven't had a product called OPC3. So one thing or another, it's like my ankle hurts or I have a cough or I'm sick or allergies or breathing problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that product goes right to the root of the problem, the immune system. So it really helps me with so much in my body. That, like, instead of being sick every day, maybe I'm sick 2 days out of the month, if anything, you know, rather than, like, every single day. So I had to order that. And then, but that's about it, pretty much, you know.
When can you get them?
Should be soon. Like, we live in Illinois now, so it comes day earlier than Wisconsin. So should be Wednesday or before Wednesday. Maybe even Tuesday or Monday. So I'm looking forward to that, you know.
Do you have to go to what website? Where do you get them? That's what I'm saying. Where do you get them?
Oh, okay. Shopinsuperhighway.com or marketamerica.com/PONIENTE.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our website. Shopinsuperhighway.com is redirected to the marketamerica.com/PONIENTE. Also, we've had a lot of customers looking into one of our other products, aloe vera juice, because of digestive issues. There's a lot of people we've come across lately with digestive issues. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of our – actually, OPC3 is, I think, number one, and aloe vera juice is number two on
mm-hmm.
our top-selling list. So,
right.
So yeah. And, I'm thankful that we came out with a new product that's a gas additive, and people can use
mm-hmm.
it. People that have heating oil number two in their home, they can add it to their tank and get better economy. I don't know what it would be called. Better usage, you know. It helps
right.
get, you know, more economical. That's also as a check under automotive on our website. Friction-free 3000 is another one, but that one is used for oil additive to vehicles.
All right, so shopinsuperhighway.com, where you can get that OPC3 and also the aloe vera and also, I mean, pretty much all you need, right?
Yep, pretty much anything you need except for real estate.
Okay. Real estate. who would want real estate nowadays? Right. So, yeah, check me out. This is, again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Perniandi Show. Check me out on Monday. I keep saying Sunday. I don't know. Monday. I'm sorry I don't have the time to do the predictions for the NFL predictions, but, hey, we'll do that again. Maybe Monday I'll do that. I'll do the predictions. But anyway, you know, check me out, and hopefully I have this sports guy supposedly coming in. Hopefully I'll have them. I'll have him on Monday. So with that being said, actually I'm going to play another song here, and you know, we'll exit out. I only have my 2 minutes left in here. So again, Fernando Poniani Show here on Blog Talk Radio.